to the Pregnancy Without Fear podcast. These podcasts are here to help you minimize your fear of childbirth. Too many women go through pregnancy being worried, anxious, or fearful. Well, I'll be sharing tips with you so you can have the mind of knowing. Did you know that fear is about not knowing? When you know, fear is minimized. It then means you can enjoy your pregnancy, looking forward to your childbirth experience. You are listening to Pregnancy Without Fear podcast with Delia Muhammad. Hi everyone, this is Pregnancy Without Fear podcast once again, and yes, I am Delia Muhammad, your host, and we have a guest here with us who is, what shall we say, she's a midwife, she deals with exercises, she deals with nutrition, and she knows her stuff. I mean, she really knows her stuff, and we have a tendency of thinking that only yoga is the only other exercise that pregnant women can have that is relevant and beneficial. But guess what? You will not believe this. I mean, and I was even shocked to hear about it. But Pilates is also another way of strengthening yourself, empowering yourself, making yourself feel good, making you and baby feel good. And yes, I actually have my guest. Her name is Nikki. She's a midwife. She's a Pilates, I think, teacher. She'll explain it when she comes on. And she also deals with nutrition as well. So she is a combination of all three things: looking after women in their pregnancy, helping them to feel good in their pregnancy with exercises, and also helping them to eat properly and eat well in their pregnancy. So I want to introduce you to Nikki Kwamina. She is, as I said, a midwife, an exerciser, and also in a way a nutritionalist. She deals with nutrition and helps many mothers who are expecting, and also in the postnatal period as well, with exercises and nutrition. Nikki, thank you so much for joining us today.
Hi Delia, thank you. Hi. For having me.
I'm a bit overwhelmed by the fact that Pilates, because I do Pilates because legs, but I've never known it to be something that you would have or do in pregnancy. And you know, in regards to Pilates, why is it, or is it beneficial to women? How is it beneficial?
Yeah, so it's really interesting because Pilates is one of those forms of exercise that is brilliant for anybody because it's so adaptable. And specifically in pregnancy, it deals with your core a lot. So strengthening your core and also your pelvic floor is included. So for pregnant women who, you know, are carrying their babies and even postnatally, it just really helps to maintain their pelvic floor and that kind of abdominal tone that they have. It's low impact, so it's brilliant for anyone. Even if a woman has never exercised but she wanted to do some form of exercise, Pilates is brilliant for that. And as I said, it can be adjusted to anybody, which is why you often see people with injuries do Pilates or a form of Pilates, because it can be adjusted. It helps with flexibility, it helps with strength, it helps with toning, and also it just gives you that time. It helps with your mental health, just to give you that time to focus on you and your baby, which is just an added benefit of it as well.
That sounds really great. And you're not going to guess what I didn't do. I didn't ask you to tell us about your background. Because I'm so intrigued about this Pilates that
that's right.
And I'm thinking, well, everyone knows who Nikki is, so you know, let's just carry on with that. But you know, how did you get into midwifery? How did you get into exercising and nutrition? How did all those three things come together?
It's not a funny story, but an interesting story. when I was younger, I wanted to be a lawyer or a fashion designer. That was always my options. And my friend had a baby. So I was 17 and my friend had a baby. And from that moment, something clicked in me that I said I wanted to be a midwife. So once that clicked, I applied to university. Thankfully, luckily, I got into university. I started my midwifery course at 18 and I absolutely loved it. It was like I just knew that it was for me. Like this wasn't by mistake. This was what I was meant to do in my life, is to be a midwife. It just fit. So
the other two professions that you mentioned have nothing to do with midwifery. So
yeah,
how did you know?
Yeah, so like I just don't know. I honestly, to this day, I can't explain it. And my dad would laugh because the change was so it was so quick, this change. Kind of like, are you sure that's what you want to do? Are you sure? Because it just happened so quickly. And before I knew it, I was accepted into uni. But as soon as I started, it all just fit into place. I just knew that like midwifery was my calling. It was my vocation that I just had to do.
Yeah. Wow. So, and then so you've been a midwife for how long?
So I've been a midwife for, it'll be 13 years later on this year.
And how did that come into the midwifery?
Yeah, so I've always been someone who was very interested in nutrition and exercise and its ability to kind of heal the body from physical and from like a mental perspective as well. So around, I would say maybe 5 or 6 years ago, I really got into exercise for myself just to help with my mental health, just to help me in kind of day-to-day life. And I thoroughly enjoyed it. So about 3 years ago, I decided that I kind of wanted to bring my loves together. So I had my midwifery, my exercise, and I thought, you know what, I want to bring it together and I want to actually train to become a Pilates teacher, which is what I did. Yeah, which is what I did. So the nutrition, again, it's been something that I've always been interested in. And always thought, you know, nutrition is so powerful. And I think it's a really underused tool in dealing with so many different conditions. So I just want to learn more. So it's been an ongoing journey. I've done different courses in nutrition. So, and most recently, I'm doing a more in-depth course in nutrition just to be able to give women and people the kind of correct and information that they need during their pregnancy and after.
It sounds very interesting. I mean, how do the other midwives connect with you in what you're doing?
Yeah, so it's that knowledge, isn't it? That maybe, or some midwives may not have that knowledge of exercise.
Right.
And of, you know, nutrition, especially when it comes to our mums who are vegan or plant-based.
Right.
A lot of midwives maybe don't have the knowledge surrounding things like, for example, baby milk. So baby milk is not vegan friendly, the majority of baby milks. So if a mum was vegan and didn't want to feed her baby, that would be kind of, research needs to be done around that from the mum's point of view to see she wants to give her baby, obviously, if she didn't want to breastfeed. So it's those kind of gaps for a lot of women that I'm trying to fill, basically, so that everyone's got a choice. And as you know, vegan, plant-based, it's only getting bigger. There's so many women in this lifestyle. So it's just about educating them and giving them the information so that they can make their own choices, just like any other woman.
Of course, of course. And I just, you know, I'm really, I am intrigued as to that. I'm still on this Pilates thing because the next question is Pilates good for mental health?
Yes.
Because, you know, we've got this thing now where, you know, mental health is something has popped up, and you've got lots of mothers in the postnatal period as well as in the antenatal period that have issues, mental issues. And how would Pilates help with mental health?
Yeah, so one, Pilates is a way of mum stepping out of the norm. So just coming away and just focusing in on her, either herself or her and her baby, depending on whether she's had the baby or not. So right. That time. It's also, exercise in general is good because it releases the endorphins. So it's already doing something for that. But in particular, Pilates, because it is so adaptable, and normally your body reacts to it very quickly.
So okay.
It encourages the mums that I've worked with, it really has encouraged them because it's showing them what their body is capable of doing.
Right.
Yeah. So,
and how do women, do you have women, or have you been able to kind of like know when a woman is troubled in her pregnancy and then able to speak with her and say, look, try this Pilates or come to my class? Has that ever happened?
Yeah, no, definitely. Because also it's an opportunity. If you do a class, it's an opportunity to meet other mothers. So right. Maybe if it's something that you are kind of, you know, because when you're pregnant, there's a lot of information to take in. And sometimes you don't get to enjoy the pregnancy because you're trying to take in all this information and you so yeah. Do the right thing. It can be quite difficult. So yes. Meeting with other mothers, realizing that actually you're not alone in where you are at the moment is also a really good thing. And I've also had women who I've taught on a kind of one-to-one basis, that whilst I'm teaching them, certain things come out and I can kind of help them with that as well, which has been a real kind of pleasure to be able to do so.
Right. So you honestly feel that Pilates can actually help in that area. It's not just about physical.
No, it's not just about physical. It helps both physically and mentally. And even just that break away, focusing on your breathing, focusing on what your body can do, I think helps with your mental health. It gives you a little bit more confidence that perhaps you wouldn't have had, and it takes you away from the worrying. It's that transition. It takes you away from the worrying because at that moment you are focusing on yourself.
Yes. And I was going to ask, so would you say that's a good way for them to feel balanced?
Most definitely. I find that Pilates, it's so good at, you know, we live like these busy lives. We try and do everything. And again, because you're removed from that for a moment, you can kind of relax, you can breathe, you can, you know, stretch, you can do different things. And it just helps you find that balance in such a busy world. It gives you that time to recover from everything else that's happening. And it's just that focus that I think it's so important to take time out to focus on yourself and to focus on your baby, away from all the other noise in, you know, society, from working, doing different things. Just having that time away and focusing on you is so beneficial and so needed for balance.
And are your classes done at the hospital, or do you find another venue?
Yeah, so I do my classes outside of the hospital, it's in the venue. But depending on obviously where you're booked, sometimes they do exercises within the hospital as well.
Okay, that's good.
Yeah.
Do you get midwives wanting to come and do it as well?
Yeah, no, definitely. Because Pilates is so versatile, you get a lot of people saying, I'd like to do that.
And I mean, the only reason why I asked is because obviously, you know, the stress that midwives are under and they don't really get the opportunity to kind of zone out sometimes. And I think if there's someone like yourself that could even have a half an hour class or something like that, you know, you can find a little space and they can just come in and pop in and do something to feel a bit more relieved.
Oh, definitely.
You know, because it really is, as well as mother and baby, but also mother, baby and midwife connection, isn't there? Because the stresses that mothers bring in, expectant mothers bring to midwives.
Yes.
It can tell on you as a midwife. especially if they're manifesting basically through distress,
yeah,
you know, crying or whatever.
Yeah, no, definitely. I think as much as mums need to look after themselves, midwives and, well, healthcare professional, but in particular midwives need to also look after themselves so that they're in a good position to support women. So again, I think it's about balance, really, whether it's for the midwife or it's for mum. It's about finding that balance and doing something and at times focusing on yourself.
And would you say, I'm asking this, would you consider doing classes for doulas?
Most definitely. I think that would be really, really good, actually. Oh, you're giving me ideas. Yeah.
Because, I mean, doulas are just like midwives. They're with women for hours. You know, sometimes women are calling doulas at home and the doulas are with them, you know, for a good amount of hours before they get to the hospital.
Yeah.
And then they might be with them for another good amount of hours before the baby's born.
Yeah, and no, definitely.
A lot of doulas are so totally physically, mentally drained
that
they don't really get the opportunity to kind of look after themselves.
Mm-hmm. No, definitely. So that would be a perfect example of why like Pilates would work for doulas. And also, you know, even the practical things of sometimes the positions that we get into to support women.
Yes.
Can, you know, leave our body feeling a little bit out of alignment.
Yes.
So the brilliant thing with Pilates is it's about that alignment. It's about that breathing.
Right.
So that even that in itself, the physical things about Pilates can actually help doulas. So that would be, yeah, that would, going forward, that's definitely something I need to work on. Yeah, no, most definitely.
You know, because I'm just thinking about, like you said, the positions that we put ourselves in, as in physical, as in, you know, when a mum wants to do a particular position and you've got to be bending and kneeling and whatever. And
exactly.
You don't realise how it's affected you until you get home.
Exactly.
And then when you get up in the morning and you realise, oh, my God, my back or my legs, my arms.
Yeah, exactly. And that's it as well. And the same for mums, you know, the growing bump and the pressure on their back, building that core strength can help with some of that back ache.
Right.
So, again, it's just, I mean, yeah, I love Pilates, so I'm probably a little bit biased, but I just think that it's brilliant for so many things, so many things.
I mean, I am really intrigued by this because, you know, we don't, we like I said, we only hear about yoga. And if it's not yoga, then it's swimming, you know, aquanautical classes.
Yeah.
And then when I saw that you did Pilates, I was thinking, now that's interesting. And then how would a pregnant mother, a woman who is expecting, be able to do that exercise?
Yeah,
you know, and it's the fact that it's about the core, it's about strengthening. And if you are strengthening a woman in that way in her pregnancy, then do you feel that there's a greater chance of her being able to cope longer, do you think?
When you say cope longer, as in for the birth?
Sorry, in labour, when she's in labour.
Yeah, no, definitely, because even things like, so, I've worked with quite a few pregnant mums, and even towards kind of getting closer to their due date, we do like a lot of work on the legs and things like that. So we bring in squats and different things just to kind of strengthen her body. Because I had one mum who said that she, her last delivery, she kind of delivered almost kind of kneeling down. And so she wanted to, she actually said to me, she needs to strengthen her legs to get ready for the delivery. So it's just kind of working with mum, just showing her that her body is amazing and her body knows what to do, and just kind of helping it along in its journey, but also just empowering her and showing her that her body is just amazing and this is what it's made to do.
So you'd be able to maybe even do home visits, isn't it? Like you could maybe do a session, like a personal trainer, where if a mum feels that it's too much for her to get out, when she's, you know, maybe you could go to a home and maybe do an hour session there, couldn't you?
Yeah, no, most definitely. So I've seen, I even had a twin mum actually, and she was brilliant, absolutely amazing. And I used to see her at home up until her delivery, and she continued right up until she was ready to have her twins.
Wow.
So yeah, it's really beneficial. And like you said, you don't necessarily have to go to a gym, depending on how accessible that is to you. You can also have a qualified teacher come into your home and train you in your home, which is
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I think you've got something good there. Yeah. Do you know anybody else that's doing Pilates? I mean, a midwife that's doing Pilates like that, or is it just you at the moment?
So yeah, I don't know of another midwife who does Pilates. I'd love to meet another midwife, to be honest, who does Pilates. But up until now, I haven't met one. But I do know loads of, or at least there's a couple of trainers that I could think of who specialize in pregnancy. And that's another thing actually that I should mention. Being pregnant, if you do want to do Pilates, you just need to make sure that your teacher is trained to teach someone who is pregnant or just delivered a baby.
Okay.
Yes, because
that is important.
Specialist,
say, isn't it?
Yeah, it's specialist training that you take. After you do your initial Pilates teacher training course, you do an additional course to teach pregnant mothers and postnatal mothers. So you, so even though they're not midwives, they have had specialist training, and they are confident in kind of helping you at that time.
Right. Now that's interesting, because would you say that Pilates can be like sectioned off, where it's maybe a Pilates teacher would only do classes for pregnant women, and then possibly there might be another Pilates teacher who does classes for postnatal women? Can that work?
Yeah, no, definitely. And normally when you go, the teacher will have classes for pregnancy and classes for postnatal. And also that way you don't, no moves need to be adapted, because it's for you. Yeah, it's already for you. Whereas if you go to kind of a generic Pilates class, one, your teacher may not be confident in training a pregnant mum or a postnatal mum. And two, a lot of the moves will need to be adapted for pregnancy.
So well, that's important to know as well.
Yeah, no, definitely. And so it's worth finding a teacher and maybe even speaking to them if you're not sure, just to find out whether they specialize in, you know, mums and postnatal period.
Right. So how would you recommend women find balance in preparing for a baby? What other ways are there, would you say, you could recommend?
Mm-hmm. So balance is always kind of a hard one, because I think as women, we try to do a lot and we take on a lot. But one, I think exercise is very good at having that time away. And you know, just being able to focus on something else rather than everything else that's happening.
Okay.
Mindfulness, I think, is a very good technique. And even if you don't, you know, want to do a course in mindfulness or really go deep into it, I just think that kind of gratitude and taking in where you are currently. So with the pregnancy, taking it all in, trying to enjoy parts of the pregnancy, because sometimes it can be quite overwhelming.
Right.
Yeah. And just enjoying where you are at that time, you know, not thinking too far in the future, but thinking about what's happening now, the amazing things your body's doing, nourishing your baby, and just take that time to take that in, and just to kind of be thankful for what is currently happening. Most definitely.
Carry on.
No, I was just going to say, and just having kind of positive things around you. So thinking to yourself, you know, what de-stresses me, what makes me happy, what gives me balance, and making a conscious effort to do that and to take that time for yourself, because actually it's really important in balance that you don't just look after your body, but you look after your mental health. So important that, and I think sometimes we forget about that side of it. So
we do, don't we?
Yeah, totally. And but it's so important. And as being pregnant and at that time, you're so, I'd say you're kind of open to things. Because I don't know what you think, Delia, but I think a lot of people want to give pregnant women advice.
Yes.
Sometimes, you know, sometimes it's brilliant advice and sometimes it's not really required at that time. Mm. So it's just about focusing, bringing that focus back to you and your baby and your choices, most definitely.
Yes.
Yeah.
And would you say that with Pilates, it is actually beneficial for labor when a woman goes into labor? Would you say, I mean, even though you have said mm-hmm. that the benefits are, you know, strengthening the core and strengthening mm-hmm. the muscles, but would you say that it definitely is something that, you know, expectant women or mothers should or could do mm-hmm. to really help?
Yeah, no, most definitely. And just, it's about keeping mobile as well. So in Pilates, you're keeping mobile, you're working your muscles, you're stretching, you're relaxing, and all those things are contributing to labor. So all those things are going to help you in labor. So most definitely. And again, you know, there's certain exercises that you can do and certain positions that you can take, even when it comes to babies who are breech, there's certain positions, you know, we can use different props and things. We can use the ball and different things just to help. So most definitely Pilates will help with labor and the preparation for labor, most definitely.
And Pilates, do you have like apparatus for Pilates, or is it just the body being used? Or do you use, you know, boards or balls or, you know, did you use other equipment with that? Or is it just mainly the body?
So the brilliant thing about Pilates, because it is so versatile, you can do mat Pilates with no equipment. You don't need any equipment. But then you can also introduce like resistance bands.
Okay.
You can use like Pilates balls.
What's a Pilates balls?
So it's like a smaller ball that you can use. So what it's normally, it's not pumped right up. So it's got a little bit of room where you can use it for resistance. So for example, you could, I don't know, pop it in between your knees, for example. Right. And then if you wanted to kind of strengthen the legs, you can squeeze and pulse at the knees.
Right.
So it just gives you that kind of extra workout. And you can also use, like, for example, little mini weights, hand weights, to give you more of a workout. So it's definitely quite versatile, and you can add different things, but obviously it depends on what stage and how used to Pilates someone is before you would then introduce the different like props that you would use. Because I think to start off with, it's about getting that alignment, that core engagement, and making sure that the technique is there before you start to introduce other kind of props.
Right. I understand now. I actually feel that this would really be of benefit, and not mm-hmm. just yoga. And mm-hmm. I mean, definitely aquanatal, I definitely agree with.
Yeah, no, definitely.
I'm not saying that I'm against yoga either, but it's just the mm-hmm. fact that I'm listening to you and I'm just trying to imagine mm-hmm. what it would be like, you know, for a pregnant woman to be doing these classes and mm-hmm. actually feeling mm-hmm. Feeling better about herself.
No, definitely. You know? Yeah. And for women who were very active prior to pregnancy, Pilates they find it very beneficial. For example, I had my twin mum. She was very active prior to pregnancy. Right. So she still wanted to feel like she was working her body.
Of course.
So with her, I could add in, you know, like hand weights. I could add in some resistance bands, and for her that really helped her kind of know that she was working her body, because her body was so used to doing quite high intensity, kind of vigorous exercises. This was a nice kind of adaptation to that by still working the body, but without the high intensity, and also just without the concern that actually, can I do this? Or is this all right to do?
Yes.
So she really, she was brilliant. She really enjoyed it.
That's good. I just feel that what you're doing is brilliant. And I have to just ask you about nutrition. How did that fall into place now? Because literally we've done the midwifery bit, we've done the exercise.
Yeah.
And now you're doing nutrition. So how does that link up? How did that come about?
So I kind of think the Pilates and the nutrition kind of for me came hand in hand, but just at different times.
Right. So
with Pilates, I find that when I was speaking to women, they wanted to also know a little bit more about nutrition.
Right.
Because, you know, when you're pregnant, you want the best for your baby.
Yes.
And I think part of that is what you are putting into your body. You want to make sure that it is the best for your baby.
Yes.
From that, it just made me realize that there was really a little bit more of a need to be able to educate women about their diet and about eating in pregnancy and in the postnatal period. Also, again, when it comes to kind of vegan, plant-based, vegetarian women, again, I kind of made a real effort, and it was kind of one of my interests to look further into that, to see how they can best get the best from their body and their diet,
right?
Via a vegan, vegetarian, plant-based diet. So that's kind of, I'm trying to do a lot of research into it so that I can advise them appropriately.
So do you find that a lot of expectant mothers, women, actually are vegan now?
Yeah, I think it's most definitely increasing. Most definitely. So I feel like as health professionals in general, we need more information so that we can advise them.
Yes.
I've heard women speak about going to see a health professional and them telling them that actually it's not safe for you to be vegan, which is not the truth. It's just about the education and making sure that you have the tools to get everything you need from your diet.
So it
comes down again to choice and empowerment, because actually if this is your choice, let's help you in your choice. Let's not tell you don't do it. Let's help you. How can we assist you? What can we do to empower you to you know, have all the information so that you can do what's needed for you and your baby? And also diet and healing. So in the postnatal period, knowing the foods that actually will aid your healing, give you more energy, just to help you in that transition, not only postnatally, but in your pregnancy as well.
No, thank you very much for that, because I mean, it's, to be honest with you, the diet, you just find that when expectant women are, when they are pregnant, and they'll kind of not be too sure about what they can eat and what they can't eat. And you know that the generalized statements is, you know, don't eat raw fish, don't eat this, don't eat, you know. And so you have mothers who would love to eat certain things but can't, because they're being told, well, if you eat this before so-and-so. But I do believe that it's really before the first 3 months that these things shouldn't be eaten, because I've heard of mothers saying, I eat this, I eat that. They said all they done was they waited until the 12th week. And then after the 12th week, they just started eating what they felt they wanted to eat. And they seemed quite fine. Baby was fine. So,
This is the thing. I feel like we need to move to more kind of individualized care and not blanket care, where everything is the same for everybody, because we're all different. And what works for one may not work for another. So it's about looking into that, and also giving women statistics, I think. We're saying don't eat that, don't eat this, don't have that. Actually, statistically, how likely is this, is it going to be that this is going to be a problem? You know?
Yes.
Because I feel once you have the information, then she's a grown woman. She can make her own decision, you know, for her and her baby. And most women will do what's best for them and their baby.
Yes.
So let's let them make their choices rather than telling them what to do.
Definitely. Definitely. No, I'm really for that, because I just find that with you doing nutrition, you're giving a totally different view, especially when it comes to vegan. And like you said, it's a case of really educating those that don't know. And a lot of health professionals, they do refer mothers to nutritionists. They won't, because they, you know, they're not in that field. It's not their profession. And I feel that with yourself, being a midwife and now being able to cross that line of nutrition, it really is an addition and beneficial as well, because then it's not stressful for mothers having to try to find someone. You know,
no,
there's a lot of mothers, that's what they do. They say, you know, I just couldn't be bothered, or you know, it was, the doctor said they were going to refer me and I haven't had anyone come to me yet. I haven't heard from anyone. So the fact that you are there and you can say, oh, by the way, just to let you know, you know, or ask them, what are you, what's your diet like? And then from there, you're able to kind of educate them, which I think is brilliant.
Yeah, no, definitely. I just, in general, health professionals outside of nutritionists, dietitians, I think we need to learn a lot more about the diet and the impact it has on health. Most definitely, because I don't remember doing much on nutrition when I was doing my midwifery. All the knowledge is kind of, it comes afterwards, but how vital is it to have, you know, good nutrition? And also about thinking about women who are not, who don't necessarily have a traditional kind of English diet.
Yes.
It's knowing about other foods as well, and being able to educate mothers on other foods, just not, you know, just not your normal foods that you would think. So again, individualized, because some women eat different things.
Yes.
So you need to give them information around what they consume, not just what you think they consume.
Right.
So definitely that's why I am trying to get as educated as I can in the subject, in order to give women that empowerment and those options, really.
That's beautiful. No, I really do thank you for giving me the time to just share this with our listeners, because I know that so many women are out there thinking, oh my God, I can't do this, I can't do that. But if we can say to mothers, no, that, you know, health professionals are, there are health professionals out there that are doing their best to expand on their knowledge and to expand on their skills so they can help best help you, then I think it is needed. And we need to be able to do this so that we can help mothers minimize their fears and their worries and their concerns about things in their pregnancy.
Yeah, most definitely. Most definitely. Because ultimately it's all for them, isn't it?
It is.
It's all for them. So whatever we do, we just have to strive that actually it's going to benefit women and their babies. And I think exercise, nutrition are two things that no doubt, I have no doubt in my mind that those things are not beneficial. Like, of course they are. They are.
Yeah.
They most definitely
are. They are. No, thank you so much, Nikki. Thank you very, very much. It was lovely speaking with you.
You too. You too. And thank you so much for the opportunity.
And I was supposed to ask you, because I think it's Instagram that we can contact you on, is it?
Yeah, so I'm on Instagram, and my Instagram name is All About Mrs. Q. So at All About Mrs. Q, and then you'll see my picture.
Lovely.
And, that's how you can get hold of me.
Lovely. Thank you so much for this. Tend to push this one because I want all mothers to start doing Pilates.
I agree. I agree. I'm with you there.
Thank you so much once again. And
you're so welcome.
Great evening, and hopefully, we'll get more mothers doing Pilates and
brilliant, and eating well,
and eating well as well. Yes, so that they have good mental health.
Yes, definitely.
Thank you, Nikki.
You're so welcome.
You take care.
You too.
Bye.
Bye.
Been listening to Pregnancy Without Fear podcast with me, Delia Muhammad. If you want more information from today's episode, you can find our show notes page at www.pregnancywithoutfear.com. Your vote of confidence and support means the world to me. Thanks so much for listening.